The sides are still at odds after a high-profile one-day nurses' strike and resulting lockout at Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield, Massachusetts earlier this month. Unionized nurses rallied Tuesday outside the hospital looking to build support before upcoming contract negotiations.
We are building a strong union.
The Massachusetts Nurses Association calls it, quote, an informational picket. It looks a lot like the strike and subsequent rallies it held outside Berkshire Medical Center in early October. Folk tunes and signs reading, standing up for patient safety.
We are building a strong union.
Nurse Barbara Connor is at the microphone. It's pouring. Rain bounces off a sea of umbrellas.
It's time for management to stop disrespecting us and listen to the problems we're identifying.
The two groups have been at a contract impasse for more than a year.
We were fragmented and disorganized, but we've come a long way and we've done a lot of great work to get here. Our strike was a huge success. We brought our message about our staffing needs to the public.
The nurses' union is seeking contract language that ensures safe patient care improvements. BMC contends it made its, quote, best and final contract offer in May. Berkshire Medical Center had no comment when asked about Tuesday's rally. Nurse Mark Broder is on the union's contract bargaining committee.
When we become nurses, we pledge to care for the welfare and the safety of our patients. It's literally ingrained in who we are. So coming out here and showing our support for one another as we show support for our patients is really important to us.
Broder claims the hospital started to strictly enforce rules which were previously ignored as punishment against nurses who returned from the picket lines.
The threats and the bullying that they've used against us, it really wears us down.
BMC has denied any wrongdoing and contends it has no data to support the nurses' anecdotes. Hospital spokesperson Michael Leary told WAMC in a statement Wednesday, BMC is, quote, looking forward to returning to the negotiating table on November 14th to try and reach agreement on a fair contract. Broder says the hospital needs to revisit its offer.
The ball's been in their court for four negotiation sessions, and they failed to bring any sort of proposal. The mediator also says the ball's in their court, so it's really up to them to show some sort of movement and negotiate in good faith. They can't just keep stringing us along. They have to show movement also.
BMC has said the nurses' union hasn't made significant changes to its proposal either. As for when a new deal could be reached, Berkshire Health System's CEO David Phelps told WAMC on October 4th, he doesn't see an end in sight.
I have no predictions as to where and how it ends. It could be a breakthrough in days, months, who knows? And I don't think it's done. You know, I think it's just the new normal.
Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.